friends. Welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren.
And this is Friends with Microphones. Darren, it's summer, and it's a beautiful season that I love very dearly. It's near and dear to my heart for many reasons. I'm not in school anymore, which is always just the tops. Love it. I'm like triple not in school anymore because I graduated and got my bachelor's degree, which I think I've already talked about on the show, but regardless, it's just the best.
Yeah, well, you know you have to give that back if you ever get married, right?
Oh, damn. Damn, yeah, I guess it'd be like that sometimes.
Well, they don't hand out married degrees. It's a loophole they don't tell you about.
Yeah, I've never thought about that. I've never thought about those words being the same word. Like,
ah, but it is.
Oh, man, maybe Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco is just a song about a person with a degree dying.
Yeah, and they just realize that they have to hand back and they can't be an accountant anymore.
No, but it's summer, and so it's you know, it's exciting. I'm not in school anymore. It's time for, you know, barbecue season. And, you know, it's my birthday soon. And I'm a jorts boy.
And you're a jorts boy?
I'm a jorts boy now. And that's
so when did you become a jorts boy?
When I went to Ye Olde Navy and bought jorts.
Oh, okay. Because there's two kinds of jorts. There's the jorts that are born and the jorts that are forged in the fire of scissors.
Okay. I bought jorts.
Okay.
Because I don't actually own jeans without a hole in the crotch right now. What's up?
It's your boy. That's a real problem plaguing society.
Yeah, so I mean,
you thought malaria was bad.
It's jean crotch time. So listen, here's the thing. Well, I guess all jeans have crotches. Not all jean crotches have holes.
Most of the ones I've checked, yeah.
But I didn't have a pair of jeans that I could have turned into a pair of shorts, because then there would have been even less denim below the waist to distract from the fact that I had a hole in my crotch. And the shorter I cut them, the more I emphasize that good hole.
We'll just call it distressed crotch.
No. So,
new kind of jean.
It was legit. I was trying on a bunch of clothes at Old Navy, and I looked over and I was like, oh damn, are those jorts? I've never owned jorts in my life. And I looked and I was like, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know why this made the decision for me, but I was like, I don't know if I could wear like actual blue denim cutoff shorts. I don't think that would work. And then Alexa looks through the rack. She's like, well, they also have black jorts. And I was like, yeah, give them to me. So I own a very fashionable pair of black cutoff denim shorts, and they are, they're, it's just, this yeah. isn't a bit, Darren. They're like my favorite piece of clothing I own for the summer. I'm so excited.
Do you think you're going to get into skinny jorts?
Darren, I'm an overweight man. Pretty much every pair of jorts I'll ever own is a pair of skinny jorts if I try hard.
That's the spirit. I understand entirely.
So, yes. Yeah. I guess, yes. I'm
like
skinny jorts
boy. On the note of jorts, I remember back in the day, actually, it's funny. This is a story in which neither you nor I was present.
Oh, what a good story. Keep
neither
telling it.
Neither of us were here for this. But a bunch of our mutual friends back in the day, as like, you know, people between the ages of high school and university want to do, they're like, hey, let's go to a field and, I don't know, play baseball.
Right.
So they all decided to get and play baseball. And our one friend, Danny, who, for people who have not met Danny or don't know that name ever been spoken, imagine a sportsy man who is very loud and very outgoing, who decided to buy a pair of jeans and cut them so short that 2/3 of the pocket was visible below the end of the jeans.
Wow.
And
wow,
proceed
wow.
to squat as low as humanly possible, just teabagging the earth as he was to play baseball.
I like this theory that you put forward, that there are people out there who don't know Danny, but also there are people out there who are sitting there with their earphones right now like, Danny, do they mean Daniel? I've met Daniels. I don't know what this Danny is. I've never heard that name spoken.
I don't know. I'm still, especially, you know, because you do podcasting, right? And you know that there is inevitably a percentage of people who listen that do know you and don't know you, and then do know the things you know and don't know the things and people you know.
But it's the name Danny.
Yeah, but I'm like, I gotta give something
Danny,
to the people
Danny
who
Ocean.
Don't know.
You know, Danny Ocean had his good Ocean's movies where he had his little crew of rascals that got together and you know, robbed casinos and whatnot. I mean, they all had fun together, and his name was Danny, and he didn't say, "Hi, I'm Daniel." Well, sometimes he did. I don't remember the whole script, but I know they mostly called him Danny.
Well, I do know the whole script. It's
I do know the whole script. I'm actually a pretty big deal.
Scene one, setting. A man stands. Let me recite the whole thing from memory.
If you actually start reading the script to Ocean's 11 on this podcast, I'll quit the show.
Okay. I actually have, and this is really interesting, because typically you are the one who has more sort of topics of discussion to bring up.
Uh-huh.
But weirdly, on the idea of changing and looking and going and shopping for clothes, I have
Ooh.
Recently been doing the exact same thing.
Ooh.
So it fits in very interestingly, and I'm... You know, in Godzilla, where
okay,
all
I
of
feel
the
like
people
sometimes
are...
we start really far away from where we're gonna get to. That's all. But keep
no,
going.
No, it's a pretty quick analogy.
Oh, good.
You see all the citizens who are enjoying and going about their day, and then there's a little bit of a shake in the ground, and a shadow crosses over, and then they look up in terror as the monster comes to them. This is kind of how I shop for clothes. So, I am the destroyer. So, I am somebody who has an unusual frame.
Right.
Because my shoulders are the width of, I don't know, Utah.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm a very broad individual, and it doesn't really help. So, what I do is I will go, and I refuse. There's a couple things about change room etiquette, but we'll get to that. So
Okay,
you know, I got things, okay? I got receipts. Metaphorical, not literal. I threw those out. So I go through the entire store, and this is how I shop for clothes. I will go into every aisle that may have at least one piece of clothing that I enjoy. I will pull every single piece of clothing to the side, and if it has a good color and fabric, it goes in the cart, period.
Right.
And then I go through the entire store, and I make one change room trip.
Some places don't like that, Darren.
It was tall enough that from a shopping cart, it could have fallen over under its own weight if I did not physically hold it in place.
But how did you... Okay, we might get to this in the story later, but I don't understand how
I
you
was
brought
at
many...
the change rooms for 2 hours.
Jeez Louise.
Now... I should point something out, because this is where the change room etiquette comes into it. There are a lot of people out there that do this thing, and I want to know, are they the worst or destined to be thrown straight into hell? When you walk up to a change room at any location and the change room says, "I require this room to be used by 5 or 6 items or less." And then you walk up and you park your cart out front and you take in 5 or 6 items, and then you go about your business and you come out and there's a line of 10 people. And then when somebody starts to go towards the change room, they go, "I'm not done." And then they pick another 5 or 6 items up out of their cart and go back in until their cart is finished. What bastard came up with that idea?
Came up with what idea?
The idea of, because if the changing room has a sign and the sign says 6 items or less, that means if you walk up with a cart of 100 things and you take 6 items in, when you walk out of that cart to get the next 6 things, you are now at the back of the line, in my opinion.
You can't bring 100 things to the change room.
No. I should point out, I'm not the one doing this.
You were bringing a lot of things to the change room.
No. I'm saying I hate other people that do this. I'm the good example next to the bad people.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. So
and
what you
I,
do...
So me, when I come out, I put whatever items I'm not using on the rack, on a coat hanger.
Yeah.
And I make sure to put them next to the other items I was using and sorted so that when the person goes to take them back, they can grab them all in one go and it's really easy.
Yeah.
And then I look around and I go to the back of the line. And I've literally had people go, no, 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 it's okay. I go, no, get in the change room.
So you,
I am waiting.
So even if you have, let's just round it down to a number that's smaller than what you're doing. So if you have 24 items,
yeah,
you do 4 trips of 6 items.
Yeah, and I will wait in that line every time.
So I didn't really do this at Old Navy, and there wasn't really a lineup, but I mean, I had 11 items, and I walked up, and I was like, hi, I have 11, and I said that, like, in sort of a, I have 11, so it's cool, right? And he said, well, just pick something that you want to leave out here right now. And I was like, what? Like, can't you just trust me?
That's a bit different, because if the maximum is 10 and you're taking an 11, okay. To me, I'm like, all right, that's a little fudge of the rules. Yeah. What is the purpose of having to take in only 5 items at a time?
It's so you can't shove stuff under your shirt and steal it.
Oh, that never... You just completely destroyed my entire argument very easily.
Yeah, sorry, dude. That's what I was trying to say.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's literally why there's an item limit in change rooms, so you can't, like, confuse them by walking in with 17 items and walking out with 16 and having it look like the same pile.
I thought it was so that one person wouldn't hog the change room, but that...
No, dude.
They do like money more than change room hog. Maybe I'm just polite.
Here's my question. Do you go shopping at Value Village alone?
Yes.
So that's the other reason that some people like me take up longer in the change room is what I was doing at Old Navy was I had a few pairs of shorts and a few new shirts, and Alexa was sitting there waiting, and I had to walk out after every short shirt combination and open the door and go, huh? I guess this is really hard to do. The thing that I'm about to posit is really difficult to do if you go shopping alone, but I will typically hop in the change room line every time I find a few items or every time I hit the item limit, and then I will try them on 10 items at a time, and then as things go I will put them back or get rid of them and then leave them in my cart, but then I'm able to leave them in my cart with Alexa.
My issue with that is by the end of the day I'll look at a shirt and go, now do I don't remember you. Were you in here for me to try later? And then I'll end up trying the same thing on 4 times.
I also feel like this is maybe more of a Value Village problem because there's so much different variety and so many things are similar and not categorized the same and they're not all the same brand. Whereas like with Old Navy, it's like, no, I went through the polos. You know what I mean? Like I've sifted through the polos and I know which ones I didn't want to get, so I didn't get any polos. Like,
I've been through the Admiral's hats.
I've seen them all. I've seen the cargo pants, kid. They're no good to me.
This is the worst part, is I don't know how common this is, so this could be one of those things where Darren is overly polite and just angrily complaining about every one of our listeners, and I feel like I do that sometimes.
I have literally never heard of a person going over the item limit in a change room and then going to the back of the line in the middle of their item lot. I've never heard of this. So I'm not sure what to tell you.
All right.
Do you want to hear a quick little one to make you feel better?
Okay.
Okay. Let's go through all the information you need for this story to be relevant. I have a drum line. It's called X-Core. I'm not plugging it. It's just fact. I have a personalized license plate on my car.
This is facts.
This is the facts.
Look on the map. See the X? You know what that is? Fact.
X marks the core. So X Corps is spelled X C O R P S, like a military corps. It's not corpse. That's not what that is. I also got a personalized license plate of my drumline's name because I'm the coolest guy that you've met basically ever. And so my license plate.
Don't sound ashamed. Commit to it. Be proud
of
the things you have.
I got a license plate and it's the dopest! Beer, 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 beer.
There we go.
So.
I'm sorry, I have to put a pin in that. Can you imagine if you managed to swap your car horn out for an air horn?
I would die.
And you're going down and somebody cuts you off and it's like, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Just carry an air horn in your car. Why not?
Run out of air.
Okay.
I'd use it too much. Continue.
So I'm stopped at a red light. I'm delivering pizza. And this guy crosses the road in front of my car and then looks down at my license plate and then goes and he like makes a huge surprise face. And then he kind of he skirt skirt. He goes around the side of my car and comes over to my driver's side window, and I'm like, I don't. And he's like, he's making like the roll down your window motion, and I was like, what? Here's the thing. Here's the only reason I rolled down my window is that I thought maybe he was gonna be like, there's a bunch of fluid leaking out of your car, and like he might have been trying to help. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I like how you allow people the benefit of the doubt to be nice people.
Now, here's why I made a mistake.
Oh, no.
Because I rolled down my window, and he said, you're in the X Corps? And I said, well, X Corps is like a... And I didn't even have time to finish my sentence before he, hand to God, he just shouted, I'm part of the Corpse Corps, the living dead, baby! And then he ran away. And I was like, what? I was
Where are you? You are a magnet to confusing people.
I was just so... I hated it. It was so bad. I just didn't know why he was there, and I don't know why he yelled it, and it was... I hated it.
You can do this. Maybe the Corpse Corps is I don't know. I got nothing.
Do you know what? That was the same day. That was a bad day for driving, because that was the same day that I got behind a bus, and this local like store that just sells like fresh fruits and vegetables and stuff, they had an ad on the back of a city bus that said, "Every day we're Brusselin." And I...
Is it Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, dog. And I don't know why...
Ew.
I don't know why they decided their ad campaign had to, like, be set in 2012, like it was some sort of nostalgia kick. But it was the worst thing that's ever happened to my eyeballs. I hated it. Actually, that's not the worst thing that's ever happened to my eyeballs. Can I... Can I read you an excellent story from my life?
This is part 12 in my memoirs.
So here's the thing. I need to read it to you because it is a series of text messages. This is just absolutely riddled with awful typos. This is a story from a time when Jaboy was, how we say, drunk. So I had a lot of alcohol in my system. And,
No, what? Really?
And me and Alexa were out at the club with our friends. And then we had to go home because she wasn't feeling very well. And so we left. And it was all good because we realized we did some math and realized we had to get her to work really early in the morning. And we were barely going to get 8 hours of sleep anyway. So I was like, you know what? It's a good thing we left. But here we go. She goes, I'm sorry. I could have gone home alone, but you had all my stuff. And I'm like, all fine. Up a snurlies any wows. I think that was supposed to be up early anyways. And then I said, perts, go have sandwiches. And she goes, are you sure? Are you okay? And I was like, I love you so much. And then I said, this texting is all happening in the cab ride home. And then I go, I'm sorry, I can't read this. I go, holy damn, I'm fucked. So phoned, but... She goes, what? And I'm like, I love to eight old slee it off. Holy fuck. And then she just sends a heart emoji like, yeah, okay, babe, you're doing great. And I go, my eyes are on fire. Damn. And then she just goes, what? I go, I can't see properly. And then all separate messages. Ah, wow, droony. And then hot eyes like soup.
What?
And then she said, do you have your debit card for the cab? And I say, I'm a piss boy. P, 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 P. And then I said, yeah, I have card, P, P. And she goes, do you need me to type the numbers? And I said, I know how numbers work. And then she goes, are you sure? And I go, I'm going to eat enough salami at Hoke that the government will jorus. Pretty sure it was supposed to be the government will notice.
Oh, okay.
And she said, ow, OMFG. And I said, wow, look at the meat being eaten, they'll say. And then we got home and I stopped messaging her.
Wow.
It was the most absolutely...
That's impressive.
It was the most absolutely absurd thing I've ever read back. It's
just open the window into DJ's mind. Open your bright blue soupy eyes for me and let me see into that brain. What was going through there?
For real? You want to hear what was really happening?
Yeah.
My eyes really hurt.
like there's a Visine for that style hurt? Or like,
I don't know,
I just poked
what
myself
there's a
Visine in the
for.
Eye.
No, I just kind of felt like my eyes were hotter than they normally were, and I was tearing up a little bit, and I was like, oh man, I'm really messed up. And then I went to bed.
Oh, did you have like,
well, that's not
stuff?
True. I got home and I ate a lot of salami.
Did the government notice?
The government called me the next day and said, are you sure about all that salami you just ate? And I said, I'm good, bro.
We might have to get rid of your health insurance. I think this breaks
a lot of
every
salami.
Contract.
It was very good. We went to Costco a while ago. We bought a lot of salami, and it's just really good every once in a while to just, like, salami, you know?
Okay, you know what my favorite thing to buy is right now?
What is it?
The bags of deli ends.
Deli what?
Deli ends. So basically, let's say they're like, there's not enough of this meat to sell to a real person. Let's just take all of the bits of meat that are left over from 9 different things, put it in a bag, seal it, and sell it for $1.50.
What?
Is great.
What do you do with that bag?
Because it's like the last like inch of salami and turkey and pastrami and bologna. So you get like that rounded end bit. Because they don't sell that to people.
I love that bit.
Yeah. So imagine just an assorted mass of those that you buy for like $2.
Oh, dude, that sounds very good. You know what else sounds very good? This band that I'm going to recommend to you this week.
Oh, perfect.
They sound great because they're a really good band. welcome to my TED Talk. So this, welcome back.
TED Talk's
and so,
called Good Bands.
Welcome back from the commercial break in the middle of my TED Talk for some reason. and join me as we continue discussing the wonderful stylings of Tower of Power. Tower of Power is a very good band that has been around for over 40 years, and I love them very much, and I've seen them live, and I care about them greatly. I think they're super cool, and some people don't, but they can eat my butt with a fork and knife. So Tower of Power has a band called... fuck.
They have a band? Wow.
Tower of Power has an album called Soul with a capital S, and it's their like it's their best of.
Now, I need to know, is the album titled Soul with a capital S, or is it just Soul with proper grammar so they capitalized it?
The whole title is Soul with a capital S.
Okay, good.
All spelled out like that.
Oh, okay.
And 3 songs that I want you to listen to. One of them is the title track, Soul with a capital S. It's a very good tune.
Now, is Soul in that? Did they just say Soul and then they capitalize it correctly? Or is the song also called Soul with a capital S?
Darren, you just joined the list of people that can eat my butt. I also want you to listen to Digging on James Brown because it's a very good song. My band used to play that song, but we don't anymore. That's the whole story. and then another really good song off that album is The Attitude Dance. And it's a lot of fun. And it's good funky soul R&B vibes. And if you're looking to just cheer yourself up, I don't know, go listen to pop tunes. But if you're looking to get down on your bad self, mm-hmm. then listen to some Tower of Power. It's just some old white dudes who love to fucking party.
Now, if you want to give LSD to homeless people and watch them try to play traffic cones like saxophones, then you're going to love the band I'm about to recommend.
Are you recommending? Okay, no, why don't you just do it? I want to know.
The band is called Moon Hooch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's okay. Cool.
Yeah. And they are quite literally known for at some points because you get a Barry saxophone and you literally do take a traffic cone and shove it in the end of the Barry saxophone.
Yeah,
because
it extends
makes
the
it
pipe.
Bassier. Yeah. And they make like funky dubsteppy, like crazy prog shit.
Dude, Moon Hooch is unreal. I love Moon Hooch. Is Moon Hooch on Spotify?
They are on Spotify, actually.
I didn't know
they were. I ended up finding a song from them that I really enjoy that I didn't know about before. So the 3 songs I'm recommending are Mega Tubes, red sky and light it up. And they are definitely the kinds of things that you wouldn't normally expect to hear from horns, but you're not mad about it. and you're really happy about it. I think if you're not familiar with their stuff too intimately, I think you in particular will enjoy it, DJ.
Well, it's like I always say, eat my butt. Yeah, nailed it. We said that in perfect unison and good for us. And since we've said the secret code word phrase in unison, it means we're done the show. That's how we always know that the show is over, is when we say the same words at the same time. That's how we know when to quit. So now that you've heard our stories and you've heard about the music we'd like you to listen to and we'd like each other to listen to, it's time to hear from our sponsors. Darren, who is kind enough to sponsor the show this week?
This week is brought to you by Butts, the sandwich chain, and also by taking 95 different things into the change room at a Value Village, 5 items at a time, but not letting anyone else use even one trip.
My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren.
This has been Friends with Microphones, and show that to your uncle.